Playing Dolls, A Fantasy of Statuesque Submissiveness by Spanking Theater. One particular fairy tale from my childhood has always haunted my dreams. "You may roam around my home," he said, "go anywhere you please, except the library and the tower, one of most peculiar teas." One day, bored, she disobeyed, sneaking up the twisty stairs, and there, on a plinth beneath the steepling shelves, a tome awaited one who dared. Curiosity overtook the impetuous girl. Heaving open the hefty umber book, she knelt amid the misty sunbeams and consumed it in a single look. But disobedience has consequence. The minx had read an enchanted scrawl. Now high in the clouds she's petrifying, slowly transforming into a doll. For as long as I can remember, I've wanted to be one of my dolls. Not permanently, of course. That would quickly become very tiresome. Maybe just an hour or two. Long enough for someone to play with me, to stroke my cheeks and comb my hair. Please, don't misunderstand me. I'm not a narcissist, but I do know I'm beautiful. I see heads turn when I pass by, long, leering looks as strangers admire me. I watch as their eyes rove across my pretty face, quickly, trying to avoid the awkwardness of accidental eye contact. As if my own eyes were too bright for mere mortals to behold, and they risked staring into the center of the sun. Then their gaze will usually drop to my slender neck, to linger lewdly on the small round mounds of my breasts. I notice when others appreciate my slender body, the hourglass curves of my torso and waist. I know those who pass behind me will glance furtively backwards, trying to catch a glimpse of my perfect, pert bottom. I often wonder, is this how a statue feels? To be an object of rare and graceful beauty, somehow contrived from the disorder of the universe, existing to enrich all those who gaze upon it? And when I think of myself as a statue or a doll, as an object that arouses others, it excites me. One of the happiest moments of my life was when my hungry mind began devouring Ovid's Metamorphoses. Quite unexpectedly, I turned the page and stumbled across the story of Pygmalion and Galatea. That day I wept tears of joy, which trickled down my cheeks to splatter silently on his precious words. Across two millennia, this exquisite Roman poet taught me that I wasn't weird, that I wasn't alone, that the ancients also adored and eroticized the beautiful figures they crafted from stone. Soon I learned there was a name for it, too. Agalmatophilia, a sexual attraction to a statue, doll, mannequin, or other immobile figure, and the sexual arousal of such transformations, too. I began to think of myself as Galatea, the beautiful statue etched from marble by the sculptor Pygmalion, the outcome of his magnificent labor of love. Yet, despite all I've learned since about the wonders of sex, still nothing turns me on more than the thought of becoming a doll.